Hello, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
The holiday season is about to end, listeners. Did Bob and Tanya also meet their end? They had outrun mutated electronics, fought off killer toys, and gained extra firepower. But was that enough to save their skins? Our story begins again as our intrepid retail employees watch the garden center explode in front of them. In walked the Ghoulites, Bonehead, Window Licker, and Hookface.
Whoa!
Bonehead and Window Licker pushed aside the hanging debris and stepped through the hole they'd just blasted. Hookface, now with fewer hooks in his face and missing several chunks of flesh, stepped through the door, blocking their way.
You will submit.
Bob raised the flamethrower.
I only do that on Thursdays.
Bob, it is a Thursday.
Yeah, but it's after midnight, which makes it Friday, right?
Silence! Ready them for judgment.
Arms lowered around Bob's torso from behind in a bear hug, pinning his limbs. Bob tilted his head back to see Bonehead's chiseled chin.
Wow! Do you work out?
Not the time, Bob.
You have made a fool of us long enough. It is time for you to face judgment.
Realm presents Black Friday, starring Fred Armisen. Episode 6.
Attention, Mark Club shoppers! We care about your safety. For now, please be sure to maintain a 6-foot distance from our mannequins while making your selections this Black Friday. Avoid all eye contact and be sure to purchase a self-exorcism kit available at every register. Now available in smooth jazz style.
Judgment.
What gives you the right to judge us?
It is written in the Black Book. He who solves the sacred cube must have his worth judged. Only the worthy may experience the truth we have come to offer. The bliss that can only come from true suffering.
Listen, to each their own, but I'm not really into the kinky stuff, pal.
Be silent or I shall sew your mouth shut.
Hookface surged forward to grip Bob's jaw in his icy hand.
You claim to have solved the sacred cube? You irritant! You smear upon humanity! How is this possible?
Well, guess I'm just lucky. Whoa, pal. You might want to back off on the peanut butter, onion, and anchovy sundaes because that is some rough morning breath.
Don't you wish to know how you have been judged?
No, not really.
Why not?
Because while you've been proselytizing, I've been priming this flamethrower with my thumb.
We were forged in the fiery depths of hell. No flame can harm us.
Maybe you were, but your clothes weren't. Say hello to 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Heat washed over Bob.
Ah!
He was sure he lost his eyebrows. Hookface flailed wildly, only to spread the fire further. Bob carefully aimed the nozzle behind him before squeezing his eyes shut and pressing the button again. Fire spun all around, jumping onto Bonehead. She let go to pat out the flame. Window licker shoved Tanya away to grab Bob instead, but Bob spun to the side and aimed the nozzle at him.
Tanya, duck!
Seems like window licker inhaled some of the flame up his nose.
Sucks for him.
Flamethrower in tow, Tanya and Bob shouldered past Hookface and exited the garden center in a dead run toward the back of the store.
Where do we go?
I don't know. Just keep running. I think they're right behind us.
Movement on top of one of the nearby shelves caught Bob's eye. Marcy crawled along the wall like a spider. Marcy twisted her neck around and grinned at him.
Hey, Tanya?
Yeah?
Run faster!
She finally looked up and saw Marcy just in time to watch her leap off the wall and land in front of them. Her head was on completely backward. They stopped and backed away. Bob felt like he was going to be sick. More from the running than anything.
Cardio may be life-saving in an apocalyptic situation.
Oh, what's the matter? Don't you still want me, Tanya?
Shut up!
The undeadites had recovered from the flamethrower and emerged from the ruins of the garden center, obviously pissed that Bob torched their leather. They were trapped between Marcy and a monstrous murder trio.
Oh, I know. Is this better?
Marcy reached up and twisted her head around the right way. Instead of spinning to face Bob and Tanya, however, she bent over backward and smiled at them upside down.
Bob!
I gotcha.
You don't want to do that. What if she's still in here? What if you're wrong? You wouldn't want to kill an innocent woman, would you? Not little old Marcy Warcy.
Bob glanced at Tanya. The Marcy they knew was gone. Even if they destroyed the cube, she wasn't coming back. Not after that thing broke her neck.
Marcy's dead and you killed her. Bob, light this asshole up.
You heard the lady.
Marcy fell, writhing on her back, desperately trying to snuff the flames.
Bob, watch out!
Bob turned just as window licker lunged. He dropped the flamethrower and leapt for the safety of a t-shirt rack. Window licker snarled and shoved the rack aside, chasing Bob further into the children's clothing section. He knocked over hanging racks, display shelves, and accessory stand. When he reached the next clearing, Bob turned for Tanya, but lost her.
I hope Tanya got away.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
A faint glow at the far end of the clothing section meant something was still on fire. Bob hoped the sprinklers would kick on, soon. Considering the power was out and the store was probably in hell, he wasn't sure what worked anymore. He picked his way carefully through the center of the clothing section, seeking cover.
Tanya! Tanya! Where are you?
Bob stepped out from behind a rack of ladies' undergarments and quickly hit again. Someone was prowling by the fitting rooms. Whoever it was stopped to sniff by him.
Don't think. Just hide.
Bob!
Bob curled up as small as he could and thought invisible thoughts.
Tanya! I know you're here, Tanya! I can smell you. Come out, come out, wherever you are! I've got some merchandise with your name on it!
When Bob was sure she was gone, he peeked around the corner. She wasn't far, still close enough to barely make out her side profile. Marcy was black and burned to a crisp. Only her eyes remained untouched, and they bulged out of the sockets, unblinking. Just beyond where Marcy paced stood the fitting room stalls, doors closed. Above, jutting from a support pole at the center of the store, was one of those round reflective mirrors used as an anti-shoplifting measure. Bob saw Tanya curled into a ball on the seat in the middle stall. Marcy was just inches from her and closing quickly. Bob thought the coast was clear. If he moved quickly, he could make it through the aisles to the manager's office, the ideal place to mount a defense. Plus, the manager's office might have useful supplies, staplers, flashlights, batteries, maybe a granola bar.
Ah, damn it. What about Tanya? I have nothing except my trusty box cutter. That flamethrower was left behind, and Hookface and his minions are probably waiting for me there. Think, Bob, think!
Bob grabbed some pantyhose and tore them from the packaging to loop them between two shelves, creating a makeshift tripwire. Then he quietly opened his box cutter and stood.
Hey, Marcy!
Bob took off, stepping over the pantyhose trap, Marcy in pursuit. Her foot caught on the hose, and she fell face first. Bob crashed at her face. Her head jerked sideways, then twisted back. He shifted his stance and held the box cutter.
Let's go, Valley Girl.
Come back here, Bob!
She tore three parallel cuts in Bob's overalls. Bob slashed up diagonally with the box cutter, then down, leaving deep gashes across her face.
Told you these were dangerous!
She leapt, going straight for his face. Bob caught her midair and they struggled. Bob's lower back suddenly decided then was a good time to give out.
Oh, my back! Ow!
He lost his footing and Marcy swung down. He thrust to keep her away and hit resistance. Bob shoved Marcy onto the sharp metal arm of an empty clothing rack, which plowed right through her flame-charred body. Nice work, Bob. Even impaled by a metal bar, Marcy didn't stop trying to get at Bob, but she couldn't get free. He watched her struggle, reaching with blind desperation. The blank expression confirmed it. There really wasn't anything left of Marcy in there at all. He clicked the blade out another notch. With his other hand, Bob grabbed her singed bangs and held her head back, exposing her neck.
Give hell my regards.
No, Bob! No! Don't do it!
He dragged the box cutter blade across her throat. Sure, it sounds easy, but it wasn't, given the cartilage and muscle fibers. Dark blood spilled out, drenching Bob from head to steel-toed boots. But eventually, the lights finally went out in Marcy's eyes. Her body went limp, and Bob let her go.
Bob?
Bob stepped away from Marcy's corpse, wiping a sleeve across his face.
She's gone.
Tanya nodded and hugged herself. Bob put an arm around her and led them away from the fitting rooms.
We'll get them, Tanya. For Marcy.
For Marcy.
Mortals! You will be judged!
The manager's office, quickly!
Tanya and Bob sprinted, reaching the door to the employees-only section and shoving through it into absolute darkness, darker than the sales floor. Bob fought to get out his tiny keychain light, but it barely penetrated. Our sturdy retail heroes felt their way along the wall, past the break room, past the two walk-in freezers.
Oh, God. Here it is. Inside. Go! Go, go, go!
Phew! Until they tumbled into the safety of the manager's office.
You're listening to Black Friday, starring Fred Armisen. Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
Black Friday is executive produced by and stars Fred Armisen, written by E.A. Copen, and produced by Diana M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Molly Barton. Performed by Fred Armisen, Brian Fairley, Tiana Camacha, Aaron Costa-Gannis, Debbie Derryberry, Will Choi, Dwayne Hill, Alec Lawless, Alex Cazares, Jeff Shine, Chris Okawa, Margo Antonio Rodriguez, and Stephanie Shea. Voice direction by Fred Greenhalgh. Sound design by Rory O'Shea and Fred Greenhalgh. Audio editing by Corey Barton. Original music composition and orchestration by Hashem Asadolahi, with digital orchestration by Andrew Rowan and performances by Peter McCann, Andrew Washburn, April Guthrie, Harrison Kirk, Joey Lamb, and Hashem Asadolahi. Original cover art by Annie Wu.